have for the mitigation plan, I have happy allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everything, you know?
All right, we'll do the roll call.
Trustee Lauer.
Here.
Trustee Chatterton.
Yeah, I'm here.
Trustee Murphy.
Here.
And here for.
Here. Oh, okay. We've got the audience and who do we have on Zoom? Paul?
So far, we have Tom Bullard and we have Sue from the newspaper. Okay.
All right. Got the minutes running from the September 16th meeting. Questions, additions?
No, I make a motion that we accept it, but I didn't see anything. I didn't see any errors in it.
Ready and we'll talk about it. No, in favor.
Nope.
All right. Communications, anything that I've received, I've started forwarding off to you guys so that you get it immediately rather than wait until a monthly meeting. I had the cyber awareness training that's come from NYMER on October 27th. And if you're interested, you can ask accordingly on that. It's Cyber Security Awareness Month. And we've got their dates and information there posted. Also, you will be doing training this fall for, were you going to do?
Yes.
Sexual harassment training. That's not.
Oh, when we get that, when we have that next time, can I rash you on my.
In terms of training that. All right.
That's the one word.
And.
They stuck you over there.
That's fine.
I have a letter from NYMER because of the problems with the bank. They want to make sure that we're doing our job. They'll hear from us in 30 days regarding suggestions attached. And we'll be in touch with us to make sure we're doing our job. Water damage, checking roof drains for blockages during the winter months. It's recommended the municipality be checking roof drains for blockages. This will detect and assist intervention. Well, I think we learned our lesson. It was more than what we had anticipated, and I think that problem's been resolved, that it will be checked. And in the future, we can get it such that each year it can get done and be a cost saver and be much more efficient. So we're going to make sure we stay on top of that. But we did get a letter from them, and I suppose they'll be wanting to response from us that we have done our next duty and keeping that up to date. That was from.
Did we ever get that? Did we ever get anybody any work in there for us?
No.
That's what you said.
The bank. Yeah. Acquired the bank and then that winter.
This one yet?
The.
Nope.
Weed and roots had drawn into them so that the water that was on the roof couldn't drain. And then it drained into the bank rather than down the drain. So we've got some interior work that had to be completed that hasn't gotten taken care of as of yet. All right. Dave Holt isn't with us. Sewer plant engine report.
Did you have Tom Bullard on the session?
All
you
right.
Want to talk to Tom.
Tom, we've got your written report here from the union group. And
he's on the screen there. So
yeah, see him.
Okay, hello, Tom.
Hello, how are we? Are we all doing good?
Yep.
We're all healthy. That's good. In the report, it's standard stuff that we've completed during the month. You can see in my background, I got the airline actually in. I'm going down my back. It's a reverse photo, but That's the airline completed. As one of the couple of the emails that I sent you guys, one of them was the condition of that north tank. And I had some pictures, and I'll send them to you when I get them from Lou. But the condition of that was unattachable. We couldn't even attach a pipe to it, but we were able to at least get it so that the airline is on this north tank and it is available if we needed it. DOs, dissolved oxygen since the new airline's been in without the leaks. The leaks have been fixed. It's been excellent. And we're also working on the third blower. Lou is rewiring it inside to go from high voltage to low voltage. It's quite a task for him to do that. And he's just about complete with that. He's been working on it for through the weekend and through today. So it's hopefully that'll be ready by Friday, and we'll get it back to the plant, test it out, and then we'll have three blowers online and ready to go. The second email that I sent you was the condition of the North Railroad lift station and the Church Street station. We've done everything we could do to make sure that things are running right. It's almost like a bubblegum and a duct tape situation. We're running on floats, but we're not running on the air that we should be running on, and I have no idea, or we have no idea how to get it back to where it's supposed to be. So I request that we get a hold of Seaward and have their technicians come out and look at those two stations. Ken is just texted me. He's at the airport, and he should be on at about 7:30.
You going to give us a list of all the little parts you're going to need for that other tank?
Yeah, we'll do that. Yep. We'll, once this blower gets all done, we will set it all up. I mean, matter of fact, Neil, I think maybe you and I could walk that down together. All right. All right. I'll get a hold of you. You can get a hold of me next week or the week after.
I'm down there on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Anyway.
Next Wednesday. Well, let's just tentatively set it up for next Wednesday. You and I will do a little walk down.
Yeah. That sounds good. We got
all right.
Because I did a walk down the other day with the other guy.
With Mike.
Metal has got to be picked up and put into
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I want to get that kind of done before the snow comes in.
We'll get it.
The metal. And then I got another container down there for the wood.
Okay, good.
But I want to get the one out before I get the other one in.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we already got two dumpsters down there now. There's no room for a third.
Is the north tank at present in operation?
No, the north tank is the tank that, as you're looking at the tanks, it's the one on the right by the driveway, and it's not in operation. It's right now. It's being used as a holding tank.
So this rust and poor condition is something new that wasn't observed previously?
No, well, actually, because we never get under the tank and look at all that stuff there. Once we pull the grating. And I've got some pictures of that. Once you pull the grating, you saw the metal is so bad, it's rusted right out. And I think Neil has seen it too, so okay. We'll look at that. I'm thinking that we might be looking at changing the airline to that tank, because we're going to change the air to the aeration and the other tank in there. We're gonna have to do some work with the airlines going into that tank.
Okay.
And we don't know how much we want to put into it with maybe what we got coming down the road with the engineer and stuff, but we got to have that at least put together where we could use it.
Yeah, probably we'll wait until next spring to smooth that all out. Winter's coming once the snow comes, so we'll probably do that next fall.
Yeah.
Get it all smoothed out and all that good stuff.
Did you get a copy of this email that came from Vail, the DEC, regarding our non-compliance?
Non-compliance letters?
Yeah.
I think I did, and I tried. As a matter of fact, Ken is online now. I think we talked about that. I'm not sure if we have to do a response.
He forwarded to us and said that there's attached a few resources. And I just wondered, who are these resources for? Are we supposed to be going through all these resources in terms of maintaining the treatment plant, or is this information that you guys are availing yourselves of?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I've got a copy of that particular one. I've got the one where it was stated that we were non-compliant, but everything was okay. And he just asked me to, which I did respond back to him as to what we've done.
Okay.
But this is something new, Mayor. This is something that maybe, and I'll look, but I don't think I got that one. Was that recent?
Technical assistance webinar series. And then there's who it's intended for, and it's a free webinar, and a whole bunch of listings of different resources that are available. And I just, you know, basically this stuff is kind of out of our league, but you did say,
yeah,
I can put it in your mailbox if it's something you haven't seen.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Ken is here, but he needs a secret, Paul. I'll send him the link.
He needs a secret what? He needs to get on somehow. Oh, maybe he doesn't have the phone.
He's signing in right now.
Okay. There, okay, good.
Just a second. I just admitted him, and he should be on in just a second.
There he is.
Now he's available.
Now he's available. Huh?
Hi, Ken.
In the process of
unmuting. He's waving. He's muted.
There we go. You should be able to.
I'm here.
Okay.
There he is.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we just went over the status of that North Tank and the two lift stations. And the mayor had brought up an email that she got from Val that has several resources that we could either use or deal with.
Yes, I got those today too.
Okay, I didn't get that. I didn't get copied on that yet.
I'll get it over to you.
Okay, thank you.
When are you going to be back down there, Ken?
Oh, maybe Friday or next week.
Friday. Okay, let me know when you're going down next week. I'm going to be down there Wednesday.
Okay, Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, when?
Tuesday, you're going to have to fight my wife.
All right, hold on. Let me look at Wednesday. Rats. I'm going to have to be in Ithaca next Wednesday for a class. What about Thursday? You going to be there Thursday?
Thursday afternoon, I can be there, yes.
Okay, what do you want to say, about 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock will be fine.
Great, I'll see you there at 2.
Wednesday was down,
Thursday was there.
Any other questions for
Ken? Well, I just want to do some walkthrough with Ken, yes, yeah. To make sure that we know what we're doing.
We're nearing completion on that project.
Yes.
Good.
We're getting close.
All right.
Hopefully, when we get together, we'll be able to discuss all that, Doug.
Yeah, we need to discuss the. What we got to do with all the tanks, the North Tank.
Okay, sounds good.
You're not working on looking. Thursday.
I just made it over. What time was it on Thursday?
2 o'clock.
What time was
Wednesday? Wednesday's whenever we all get there. You usually, I'm down there at 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Yes. If there's no more questions or dialogue, Ken, all set?
Yes, I'm all set.
All right, and I guess we are too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Jackie.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, you
all
in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
There's only one on that. This is our yearly report or weekly, monthly report. And you want it? Oops, You got to sign that. If you want it, you can always go.
Matt, where'd you go?
And look at all the.
There you are, behind the chair. Okay. Yeah. Codes inspector.
Yes.
Jim.
Everybody should have received my report in their mailbox. If you notice, it's a little thinner this month. I did not include all the extra summaries of the residences and stuff like that. If you need to see them, I have a copy of them here tonight, or Kelly will have them, Evelyn will have them, and I sent the full reports also to the mayor as well as the superintendent. Just even paper, some of the other board members on the town didn't really look at it anyways. So, but if anybody does or anybody has any questions, you know where to find me.
I'm just being nosy and all of that.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
The court can put them in your box if they want.
That's all right.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, if somebody wants those.
You know why?
Right. If somebody wants them, mm-hmm. I will certainly put them in their box. Mm-hmm. None of the town did because we can always get them, like I said, from the clerks.
Yeah.
But if you wish to have your own, I'll be glad to give them to you. Mm-hmm.
That's why we pay it a big buck. You take care of the stuff, we don't have to worry about.
I like to see it because I like to see what's happening and how much progress is going on. So I appreciate that.
Yes.
But if anybody's interested,
the month of September building permits for $2,000, huh? Over $2,000.
Yes.
Have we seen an increase in the last month because of COVID or a decrease or any kind of?
The whole year. We're up in permit numbers. I'm up almost 70 and the average is about 40.
Oh, good.
So we're doing, but they're smaller projects.
Yeah.
Other than the biggest one we have is the Parish Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
And that started, if anybody noticed, across the street, looks like they're doing some digging.
They started yesterday. Yeah. They got told about that.
So that's a good thing. But other than that, it's mainly small little projects, sheds, decks. Everything with the COVID, everybody was home and they were, you know, doing their own little projects at home.
All right. Any questions? If not, is there a motion?
I make a motion. We accept the zoning enforcement officer's report.
Thank second. You.
I'll start with it.
All in favor?
Aye. All right.
Thank you. Paul, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you so much, Joe.
The Tuggovision offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level, which means Watertown office is only allowed to have 50% of the staff in the office at any given time. 100% of the staff are working full time, but the other half that aren't allowed to be in the Watertown office are working from home. So, and as you can see from Matt back here, we are traveling to meetings and happy to work with you on all your projects. The governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings by means such as Zoom has been extended until November 3rd. And as you can see, we're Zooming the meeting tonight, so you're viewing that service. We're in the process
of scheduling. Is that the day after elections?
That is election day, I believe.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The governor is then extending them basically a month at a time,
yeah.
Or 30 days at a time. We're in the process of scheduling the next Salmon River's Council of Governments meeting. And in the last month, I assisted the village clerk with transitioning her to more modern word processing software when she encountered some problems with her copy of Microsoft Word that was an old version of Word and not likely to be patched or any bugs it might have. So when that stopped working, we just moved her forward to LibreOffice, which is a free program, and it's the same one that the town clerk has already successfully transitioned to. So it's Microsoft Word compatible. It can save in Microsoft Word format, so there should be no compatibility problems with sharing documents with people that need to be shared. And I also assisted the mayor with some computer questions that she had in the course of the month. And that is my report. Except to welcome a new trustee on hand and to mention that when you leave the meeting, I can give you a Tug Hill portfolio for, or I have other sizes as well.
Thank you.
And I'll have some additional background information for you in the near future. I'm like, oh.
Yes, the slow operations of my computer because of its old, because it's needing replacement.
Well, your computer is in a...
Or is it just want to do one be slow?
It is one of the older computers you're currently using. I think it is now the oldest computer that the village is currently using, and it probably would be a good idea to replace it at some point.
I know we have put money aside for computers this year.
Yes.
Of course, we put money aside every year for computers.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, they should really,
do you update it. Come up with a recommendation for
it? Yeah, we'll come up to it,
next month's meeting.
Yeah.
Give me the report and I'll pay exactly how much.
Oh, okay. Report. Oh, the report.
Okay. Because you did have money budgeted for replacing the computer's wastewater treatment.
Yes.
And then we wound up that we didn't have to because we were able to repurpose one of the newer computers for reuse at the wastewater treatment plant. So
yeah,
there was a computer that was running Windows 7 and I was able to upgrade it to Windows 10. So the old computer that they had was before Windows 7, I believe.
I don't know what it was, but I know
it was. It was a 7 or Vista. It wasn't XP, it wasn't AIM, but it was running fine, but it was not able to be secure because of Microsoft not porting the older versions of Windows now.
Yeah, the board budgeted $4,000 for equipment purchases. Yep.
I don't think we use any of that.
For this year's budget.
Yeah, that's this year's budget.
So yeah, it's zero right next to it for expended year to date.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. All right. I think we ought to.
A new computer from Air would take a fraction of that and you could continue to use your existing monitor if you're happy with it.
If that's not where the problem exists. Whatever, it's got a mind of its own, and the two of us do not get along real well.
I will criticize Microsoft just a little bit on that, because some of the problems that the mayor has encountered are not of her making, they're of Microsoft's making.
Well, yeah.
Whenever you upgrade to a newer version of Windows, Windows has this disturbing tendency to want to revert the default applications back to Microsoft application rather than the other application you might have designated. For example, we have the mayor set up with Adobe Acrobat Reader for PDF documents. And several times now when we've done Windows upgrades, it's wanted to send PDFs to Microsoft Edge, the browser, rather than Adobe Acrobat. So then we just go and we tell it, no, that's not what we want. And then it'll work again until the next Microsoft upgrade changes things against your will. So I'm a little bit of a critic of Microsoft on that. I don't think they always play well with other software sources.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions?
No, I think we're fine.
All right, motion?
I'll make a motion to accept Paul's report.
All right, second?
I'll second.
All right, all in favor? Okay. All right, Terry. We've got Terry Bennett with us, and we've got some papers
Yes, thank you for inviting me. I'm Terry Bennett. I work with Oswego County Emergency Management Office, and I'm here to encourage you as a board to adopt the Oswego County All-Hazard Mitigation Plan that you work very hard as a village on over the last several years. We've received a grant from, and the county accepted a grant from FEMA to hire Barton and Low Judas as a consultant around 2017 to update the original hazard mitigation plan you worked on with us in 2012. That plan was approved in 2012 and adopted by the village and the other municipalities in 2013. This is a plan that focuses on hazards that can impact the town, specifically natural hazards, although we did look at some technological hazards as well. But this plan focuses on what can happen and how it can impact your village by harming people or causing thousands, millions of dollars in damages from things like a flood, a tornado or severe windstorm. We had a severe windstorm hit the county a year ago, October 31st. Didn't do as much damage for us, but certainly did downstate. So the mitigation plan sets forth for your village, worked hard on this, some projects to help ameliorate those hazards. And you've thought of four very good ones. One is to provide backup power for both fire hall and this building. There could be shelter locations in disaster, and that would help you protect your people. Another one is to develop an action plan for snow clearing and storage. We have so much of that. It could be that bad winter again. Third one is to is called stormwater conveyance system rehabilitation, and that just helps get stormwater out of your way to when flooding's imminent. And the last one is to construct a water district to supply critical facilities and residents with municipal water. Those are all very, very good mitigation actions. And once you approve or adopt the plan by formal resolution, you can apply for FEMA funding, specifically mitigation funding that will pay for 75% of a project once the grant's approved. And as soon as we know of a funding opportunities, we'll let you know. There's probably two or three more opportunities on the road for New York State. We haven't seen one for COVID-19 yet. And but mitigation funding opportunities usually follow on the heels of a federal disaster. And we've had a few. So right now, FEMA has granted conditional approval of the plan, and once your municipality adopts it, it will become formal for your municipality as well as the others that have adopted it. We have some work. You guys are early on board with adopting it. Some of the others, the town.
Did FEMA going to allow snow to be one of the stuff we get money for this year?
I think if you're asking for whether... the kind of funding we got in 2007 for that giant snowstorm would be possible again. FEMA has said no.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. But that's,
yeah, but thing. That, but if it's a disaster that really incapacitates you, they've been pretty good about that. We had a federal declaration for the lakeshore flooding around the Lake Ontario in 2017. They did not. I don't even know if the state actually applied for one in 2019. The flooding record was way worse, but the state provided some assistance. FEMA's getting a little stickier with when they declare,
I knew that they're saying that snow wasn't as hazardous as hurricanes and the tornadoes and.
Here's hoping we don't have another record year like that year. You guys got hit as hard as I've ever seen. Well, I've never seen anything like that year. You about had the most snow on the ground that year of any of the towns in the county. That was record breaking for the county. And here's hoping that lake effect kind of drops down. We will continue to work with you to review the plan on an annual basis, take a look, see what's happened in your town, if there's been an unusual windstorm or something else that's happened, or if one of your projects doesn't work, or if you've thought of a second one or fourth or fifth one that you want to include. We can help work with you to make sure it's where you need it to be. This only deals with the mitigation part of comprehensive emergency planning. You have a separate comprehensive emergency management plan that you opted to work with the town on. So it's a joint comprehensive emergency management plan that covers everything from mitigation, preparedness, response, and recovery, the whole cycle. But mitigation in that plan is a very, very tiny piece. and actually now refers back to the mitigation plan. What we're approving today, what I'm asking you to approve today, is the five-year update. And they will have to look at another five-year update in 5 years. But this one, you did a mountain of work the first time around to get on board in the first place. This one, we worked hard to make sure the hazards were right, but also this one, the consultant was able to lean out the information for the village and put it in your own document, and it's your own annex. The entire plan is on the county website at www.oswegocounty.com/EMO. If you go to our page, you'll see it linked right on the front page. The county's, the whole plan, all of the annexes for the municipalities, including the counties, are on that page, and some additional information. And where was I going with that? Can't tell you now. I'm old.
Now, did they, are they soon? I don't know what they do in 9 Mile. I know the last time we did that, Paris was a checking station. They still got that in there?
It isn't in any of your plans. It's in the county plan. Parish Garage, the county garage, is a place for emergency workers to come and be checked for radioactive materials on them.
They moved it from the fire department down to the
county. It's called Personnel Monitoring Center, and it's at the county highway garage.
I know we were going to do it down there, but they said the fire department would have the stuff we needed. So it must be the fire department is just going to run down there.
It would probably be our hazmat guys probably first, but an engine.
We actually have a very robust plan in place, and our county health department would come in and do the work. And anybody that needed to go through, because they've been out working in the field in a nuclear power plant accident, would go through there. We're
more happy to hose you off.
We actually have a very good, it's been evaluated by the federal government on the radiological portion this past a year ago, and it came out with high marks.
Because I know you and I sat down there and I kind of throw things around.
That actually sits in, that whole concept sits in our, in the county's radiological emergency preparedness plan, which we maintain in our office, as along with our own comprehensive emergency management plan, our own hazard mitigation plan, and probably county hazmat plan, and a whole host of others. And we have worked very, very well with Parish, with the fire department, with the APW school district, with you and the town. Over the years, we've had a wonderful partnership. So I hope that continues. That's worded the way that the consultant put that together for us. If you adopt it, you sign it, you can either email it to me tomorrow, or I'll take it with me tomorrow or tonight. Either one.
All right.
Do you have any questions? Have I answered anything?
No, you answered me perfect.
I'm sorry, I
had
my back to you too.
Terry, you have the town field box under my name.
Cross it out and put yours. Or you can do that online, or I can send you a copy.
All right, here's the copy of the resolution.
That's because I said I used the Hannibal Town template for that one and didn't catch it all.
Okay, does everybody have a copy of the resolution? You can see it.
So this is the resolution to authorize acceptance, not adoption, multi-jurisdictional all hazard mitigation plan update for Oswego County.
Make a motion that we accept it.
I'll
second it. All right. Sign it and give it to him.
Yeah, you're about to have town of the village. I'm sorry. I thought I caught all those.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we'll get that completed. And
thank you.
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 Thank you very much. Oh, it's great to see you. It's one of my favorite places to come.
That's because I wasn't on it this year.
You were good the first time around.
Yes, I was.
You had good people.
I asked questions which I didn't know whether it was stupid or not, but I asked.
They were never stupid.
Oh, no, they weren't.
No.
A lot of guys says, geez, we never thought of that.
Yeah.
And there's more copies here that we have available for anyone that's interested in the public if they so choose.
Yeah, there's copies of the fact sheet with the links to the plan, along with the copies of the annex.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will take this, but I'll email it right back to you so that you have a copy for your own records.
Okay.
How's that?
Sounds good.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. All right. Continuing. Matt Johnson's with us regarding our manufactured homes. We got a letter, and I think you got copies of the letter from the Oswego County Department of Community Development, Tourism and Planning. Department of Development has received a request to review pursuant to article section and of New York State General Municipal Law regarding description adoption of upstate to the village parish zoning law and zoning map. Local law and received 929. File a report of final action to department within 30 days. Contact Dave Turner. All right.
Pat. So they the county had no comments on the zoning, which is great news. They approved it with no comments. That means we don't have to do any work on that front. So the next step in the process is the village has to hold a public hearing. And the most logical time to do that would be at next month's village board meeting. So if everybody's on board with that, I've written up a resolution for you to set that date if you want to. It just says, whereas the village board is proposing amendments to the village zoning law, and whereas the village board is required by New York State village law to hold a public hearing on such amendments, therefore be it resolved that the village board will hold such hearing at 7 p.m. November 18th, which I believe is your next meeting, 2020.
Okay.
There is that. Oh.
We got to put that in a local paper, right?
Yep.
Do we have a local paper anymore?
We use the
candy station. Okay. And going to put it on the website, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I've got notices. I wrote up a notice, and I set up a Zoom meeting, which Paul, I'll share. Set up a Zoom meeting. I'll share that co-host with Paul. Because I'll plan on being here for that hearing as well.
Yeah, that'd be a good way of doing it. Putting on that way, maybe we get somebody to come for a change. I mean,
you might get a comment. Yeah. What you have to do is put the notice in the newspaper, and that's got to appear no later than the 8th of November. So I'd get that right out. And I this is a copy that you can send with the note on it. You also have to send notice of the hearing to the Mexico town clerk and the parish town clerk. So you can just give it to Kelly, I guess.
Why Mexico town clerk? Because we're totally surrounded by town.
Are they within 500 feet?
Mexico?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
They're not?
No. We're surrounded by the town.
Yeah, but yeah.
Mexico town line is all railroad track that way.
Thought it kind of touched. I was looking at the map wrong. I thought the village touched Mexico, but it doesn't. Well, that's the town does.
Not the village, the town.
Town does. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good then.
You are right. We would have to give it to the town because
to the town, yes.
Border up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought the village was close or the Mexico was closer, but that'll save you a stamp. So there's a copy for Kelly.
Okay.
And you got to send a copy to the clerk of the Tioga County Legislature. So here's a copy for him, Christopher Jones. Okay. And that is it. So you send all that stuff out, paper, town and parish, and the legislature. And I can work with Paul to get the copy on the website of the proposed changes, the notice on the website, and we've already got a Zoom meeting scheduled with a Zoom ID number.
Zoom meeting is going to be for
the public hearing.
Public
hearing. Yeah. Yep. And I don't know if you want to, I guess you could just make that the meeting.
We could do that public hearing and Zoom coverage of the meeting in the same session.
Yeah, just have that one Zoom meeting would do both.
Yeah.
I guess I don't see anything wrong with that.
We've done that before.
Does anybody know when the town is doing their water public hearing? Then it's not going to conflict with anything.
As far as I know, they're putting that on the ballot. I don't know what they are now.
I thought they were having a public meeting.
Well, there's a referendum, but there's a public hearing before the referendum.
Oh, right. Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weren't they talking about doing a public meeting next month?
I don't know that they're working with Dank to schedule
that. Right. I don't think they just scheduled it yet. I was just curious, making sure nothing conflict.
Yeah. Well, this is our meeting night, so.
Right, but
they wouldn't do it then.
But no, their meeting was last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
I think they're having a special meeting tomorrow to discuss where they could have it, I believe.
Yeah, she was going to try to get in hold of the school to see if you could have it there. Yes. I was just curious when we knew if she had gotten that thing scheduled yet.
Well, the discussion has progressed a little bit since then in this respect. The state still has a cap on meeting attendance at 50.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just as capable of having a meeting with a capacity of 50 in the gym as you are up at the school. Mm-hmm. So
are you though with the distancing?
I figured that out, and with 6 foot spacing, fore and aft, you can accommodate 50 people in there, which is as many as you're allowed to accommodate anyway. So I did that calculation, and so they're planning at this point probably just to have it in the gym here because it's simpler than going through the school.
Right, I gotcha. Okay.
So now the only question becomes, when is the date going
to
be?
And right, and that's what I was curious. So I didn't want to have them having a public meeting on the night we're having this, and then
I think they would avoid having it on a village board meeting night. You know, I'm trying to steer clear of those. So
I figured that, but I mean, with them having to go to school, that's the only day they could.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and we've taken that factor out of the equation now. So,
okay, cool.
Thank you, Matt. Excellent job.
All right. Now the board needs to make a resolution for the public hearing.
Yes. Yep.
I'll make a motion that we have a public meeting at 7 o'clock.
11:18. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, you're all set then. All just get those notices out, and then we'll do the hearing in a month.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, my pleasure.
Yeah. All right.
That way you set my tongue out on the edge, and you won't know it.
Water project, we just had a discussion on that. And we don't have any dates yet as to what's happening and when it's going to happen. The town board was kind of wondering why we hadn't moved and done something about it, but I think we had that discussion that we best wait and sort it out and let them move ahead, and then we'll see where it goes from there, and then we will move.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Our wastewater treatment plant, we discussed with the Camden Group. Neil, do you have anything there since you're a weekly visitor out to the plant?
Sometimes two or three days. I got the dumpster out there. We got one of the guys and I went around the other day and we found some more scrap metal kind of stuck into the ground, but they're gonna pull it out and put it into the thing. And we got some plastic that's gotta go, but that will go in with the wood. That'll be, because that's
how did that get to be such a mess?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Was it over time or just from the
No. It was from over time. Mm-hmm. Some of that stuff was there. Some of that stuff should have been gone 5 years ago. Okay. Before I got off the board, mm-hmm. before I got off the board the first time.
That's why we need somebody out there.
Well, that's what I
more you know, regular basis.
That's what I wanted to talk to. Yeah. Tom and Ken.
All right.
Okay.
Fix all the leaks on those other lines.
Oh yeah, they're all fixed.
Yeah. And the last time we were down there, they were.
Well, yeah, but they got that all. They got that all done. They got the line over to the other tank.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's going to be, I think there's going to be a lot of work that's going to be done with that little tank.
Are they going to secure those or put anything over that line to keep the snow off it or not worry about it?
No, because it's, I don't think the way the wind, if I remember right, the way the wind goes, it's not going to hurt anything.
I know we talked about that before. We were wondering if they're going to put anything over to keep the snow and ice yeah. building up on it.
But, the only place it would be is when it first come out. But see, that
overhang, right?
There's an overhang right there. Yeah. So basically, I don't think we have to worry about that. And if it gets a lot of snow, we just give Tom a shovel.
Is it a problem if they get covered in snow?
I don't think so.
You know what? It's warm enough, it'll probably melt the snow. And it's underneath the eaves, so it's okay. Plus, it's on stanchions, so to support the pipe. The pipes, and it's got... That's down. Those stanchions go below frost.
Yep.
So we're in good shape for that. And it doesn't hurt to have a little cool air going into the tank.
All right. No,
those
all got fixed up.
Oh yes, they all got. In fact, he had to shut it off for a few minutes for about a half. I think about a half hour he had to shut off. And he took that one piece off, and he put a new one in there. Because it didn't fit quite right, and that's why we had a couple of leaks, I think. But he got that fixed. Then he brought that other one back to his shop and brought it back and used it on the other side. So they're using what they can.
Mm-hmm. What kind of maintenance has to be done on those on an annual basis or 2 or 3 years?
The airlines?
Yeah.
No, it's pretty much that steel airline because we had that coated, you know, with that black tar stuff that really sealed it, and then we painted it with epoxy paint. I think that probably will last forever,
which is
with epoxy and plus the epoxy seal that they put on, and it's above ground so we can see any of the leaks. The last one, the reason why I did that is because of the soil, and it leaked all over. I mean, the water gets down in there, and I don't know if they ever tested to see if there was corrosive soil when they installed the old airline, but nowadays, all airlines are being put above ground for that reason.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Any more questions?
Nope.
Neil or anybody? All right.
Thank
you, Neil.
No problem.
Thanks. Town. All right, well, the property or Bengal Road property. I haven't heard anything back from Mr. Miller. And as a result of our last meeting, I sent him a letter and I haven't heard anything back.
We sent them that.
Did we have any correspondence with him?
Not a single word.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything we should be doing until it's his emergency. So
yeah.
We go on his time.
Okay.
Didn't he send an email back? I want to say that he was going to wait. I thought he was going to wait. I thought we got something back. That, yes, sorry. Between the last, between the 9-9 executive session and this one, they did have a brief correspondence where he's kind of hemmed and hawed. Nothing really was decided.
They said he was waiting on something from the
PUC. He was
going to
stay in Mexico. He was not going to get the building done this year.
Right.
So it sounds like he's punting it a little bit.
I think he was hoping to get it a lot cheaper than what we offered it to him at. And
I think he might be also looking into who's at the early meeting before the 99 executive board meeting. He was talking about seeing if he could buy up more property than a tax sale.
Yeah, he was figuring the one property there in front of him was going to go up next year at tax.
So I think he's just seeing what he can get.
Yeah.
All right, and we had a note from or a phone call from the DEC that they came out and checked the sites again. Checked the wells. So they mean that there's apparently it's still on their agenda, so they came out on the started up with it. Check the wells there for the site. All right. DOT, I've put in probably 3 or 4 phone calls. I finally got somebody that gave me an answer. And so I wasn't too impressed with who I got. I don't know who it was, Tony, or it was Steve, and I don't know who. But they said, yes, we're on the list, and then they will get, when they get their supplies and when they can get out here, they will put that sign up and said, I'd like it done before winter so that we don't have any more accidents at that intersection. So he's put our name on the list, and they will address it as best they can when they can.
That sounds
over in front of Pastorella's Pizza.
You're supposed to get no park sign up there.
But there is a, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was
one. There was one there, and then I guess we had the accident.
On 69?
Yes.
Yeah. A month or two ago, the fire company was responding, coming back to the station from a call, and the chief just happened to see something down at the Four Corners, so he drove down, found out it was a motor vehicle accident. No injuries, just property damage, but it was a mail truck had come off of South Railroad, and the car came this way, and they met at the bank.
But we needed no parking sign because they couldn't see, so I called the DOT to try and get some a sign put in, and I did say mention that we thought we had one there, and
yeah, we there's one on all four corners. If you come this way, there's one that says no parking from the corner to here,
right?
And they also got that on South Railroad, North Railroad, and
in front of the
insurance company,
But
in front of Pasadena was one that was missing because that day there was nothing but traffic parked.
Anyways, hopefully we'll get it replaced.
I got my sign put back up in a matter of 4 days, so I don't know why you're having a problem.
Because we're missing out on an individual.
Is it not that we're still over?
No, I think Monday.
For what?
Someone backed over the sign at 30 miles when I was appearing.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you by the gas station there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those they put up in a hurry.
Yeah.
Those are more important than the other things.
All right, continuing our bridge replacement, any articles in the paper regarding that, and then we'll be starting that next year. Let's see, 100-year-old bridge.
Bridge replacement where?
Over here on
39.
39?
Or North Railroad, whichever
turn right, and there's
steel deck.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, whichever way you want to.
It's just easy.
So that should be going on. Does that mean it's going to be going on the same time the library construction probably?
Well, library construction digging the trenches already.
Yeah, but they're going to be done by the time they start the bridge, I'm sure. Anything else? I've got a notice here for the basement. We've already approved work in the basement, and that should be forthcoming for $38,000 fixing the basement floor, and we're going to expand the records room and have that all fixed up.
Yeah, when is he going to start that?
Probably December, as you said.
Oh, okay. Under old business?
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking through this. Looks like the only problem I don't like about this particular magazine is they don't have any prices on them. You got to call. And then when you call, they say, okay, well, what did you want to order? And they go, well, I said, well, I'm not sure. I just want to know what the prices are. Well, we can't give you a price until you tell us what you want. So I'm going to try a different.
Let me say, there's a few big companies out there, commercial lighting.
Mm-hmm.
You try a couple different ones.
I'm gonna go on the internet and try.
Yeah.
Because I think they did have some prices down here.
And what are we looking for? Can't replace them all, or?
And, I think it was
one at a time.
I think we're gonna replace one at a time, one or two at a time.
I thought we wanted it for two, didn't we? You remember when we talked about that?
It'd be under
celebration.
So
him and him.
I was saying that.
I thought we budgeted more. We're supposed to budget more money there because we wanted to replace some things, maybe add a couple, but I know it's super expensive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I can't remember who gave me that other number for a guy who does all the furbishing for those. I would call him up and he lost the,
Just really, I think if you Google it and tell him that you shouldn't be able to come up with some places.
Yeah.
So. What did you have in mind?
Oh.
Sorry, go ahead. You can answer this question first.
We were looking at some of this stuff. But I know these are expensive. These are about, the last time I checked prices on these, they were $300 and $400.
A piece.
So candy cane or snowflake.
Yeah, Christmas stuff tree. Like that.
Yeah, yeah. We had a candy, we have two candy canes now, except they're so old and so heavy that we figure that they got to make them out of lighter material.
Yeah, we're going to, that's what we were under, replace those two and put those two somewhere else, like that, because that way we'd have left them up.
Yeah.
In the park or something.
Right.
And they had, I was figuring out maybe a couple of these snowflakes, you know, that goes up on the, they're not quite as big.
It wouldn't be quite as heavy,
yeah. Well, yeah, they're not as big. Then they also have, if you want to do something with the park, they also have scenes.
Yeah, okay,
but those are, well, I don't know. I mean, some of these look like they're kind of, okay, this one's on sale right now.
Does it have a price?
Yep, $1,970.
Yeah. That's on sale.
That's on sale.
Do some price comparison and get a better idea.
Bigger for us,
Kevin? Yes. The budget, you must budget for, now, I'll give you two line items so you can deal with it from there.
Okay.
For celebrations, you budgeted $250, which nothing's been spent as of yet. But then again, that will also include buying new flags for Memorial Day at that time from Kohl's. Now, under Christmas lighting, i.e., which is your street lighting, Christmas decorations, you budgeted $2,350.
That sounds right. I remember we had that, so we doubled the $1,000 more than we put another $1,000 this year. We had to replace some stuff.
But then again, like Neil, Trustee Karen asked earlier, the National Grid has not sent any Christmas lighting bills for the past couple of years, nor have they rolled it into something else. If they have rolled it into something else, they haven't itemized it on the bill. Because I checked, because normally they say, hey, you know, because in November towards the end, they say, hey, when your Christmas light's going up, we give them an answer. And they say, when they go up, when they come down, we give them the answer. Theoretically, somewhere between February and March-ish, there's usually a bill that shows up.
Right.
It hasn't come up the past couple of years.
See, some of these do have prices on them, but they're the ones on sale.
Yeah, on sale.
Well,
there's got to be other companies. Yeah, there is. There's another book out that next time you talk to, I know we gave her one here a couple before I got this one. Yeah.
Is you don't know, is Car doing anything or looking into it or thinking about it?
I don't know.
Chris Paul mounted snowflakes, $100 a piece.
Oh, really? How big?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think Mexico just got snowflakes over there. And
the pulse,
they got a lot of stuff going.
Well, they got
chamber. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Makes a difference. 6, 5, and 4 foot. What's that? That's about 4 foot.
Yeah. We probably don't want to go much bigger than that, do we? And
we're gonna be on top of poles.
Right. Well, yeah.
10 feet off the ground.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they.
So I mean, you know, the 6 foot, you know, size of this table. You know, one person up there trying to put it up by himself.
No.
I'm going to stand on the ground and watch.
Take a skyhook and drive.
Well, I asked Craig if he could see if he could give me a lift this year.
Yeah.
From one or the other. He said he'll get it done.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
But I do know that the supervisor, town supervisor, always choose him out if he ever helps me.
He's done a lot
to
help us.
Huh?
He's done a lot to help without charging.
No, I know. But he does.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob.
Speaking of supervisor, we talked to anybody about putting a ceiling in her office? Is that all set when you get done? And I'll just come in and that's going to be an issue.
We've got, are you still waiting on the other one or we got somebody?
Well, we've got two already and the third one is supposed to be, I had one given me tonight.
Yeah.
And then we have one more that's supposed to.
Right. I was just curious. Yeah, I know winter's coming and it, you know, we don't, we, so that we get that taken care of. So.
Yeah, we've got to get that done and it is cold.
You know, like, heard anything on space here, and there goes our electrical.
Yeah.
What's going on with the truck sitting down there?
It's not quite done yet.
It's not quite done yet?
No.
You didn't want to rush into it.
What truck is that?
The town, the village truck.
What's wrong with it?
Everything.
That's really an easier answer. Right. It's easier answer what's not.
Where is it?
No, down here, right.
Down here, right. I think we just, you know, I know.
Well, he did the brakes on, right?
Well, no, but you got to put the back lines on yet. Okay. He said the back lines blew last time.
Usually when you start messing with lines, one is just one. Yeah. Terrible.
But I still think we should have sold it as is.
I agree with you on that.
I know you did. But, okay, so now I think we're all just.
Well, if it's fixed up now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but.
Oh, I know.
They're not going to use it down there.
I know Tom, somebody from the wastewater said the frame was rotted on.
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. I have to
work on the brakes when the frame's rotted.
I don't know. That's why somebody said the frame was rotted, but I haven't seen it. And if that's the case, why are we doing brakes and all that?
Yeah, I know. I just, you know.
Somebody that has a mechanical mind should look at it. It won't be Jackie and I, but.
Well, I think you guys ought to look at it.
Well, I don't really look. I don't think Doug would have had him take it if the frame was rotted like that, yeah. And then he.
No, because if the frame is rotted, it wouldn't pass inspection anyway.
All right, so I don't think Doug, you know, he was pretty up on that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would think that he would tell us if it was rotted too.
Well, yeah, I think he would too.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Someone should check on that before putting more money.
Yeah. I think you're right. I was just gonna say that actually somebody needs to call down or have a look at that because I think somebody said it was near the front end.
Back end.
Was it the back end or was the front end that was rotted though?
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
Well,
depends on what front end to a truck.
Well, one of them guys says the back end, and one of those guys says the front end.
Are they still there?
Yeah, he's still there. He's sitting there.
Is he muted?
Any words, Tom?
Tom's on.
Yep.
He's muted right now, so he's unmuted.
What do you need to know?
About the truck. We were talking if it's, you know, somebody said the frame was rotted on that. Do you know about that?
On the tank?
No, on the truck.
On the truck.
Oh, Christ, I don't know. I have the slightest idea. All I know is that it's old.
Okay.
And you know, I guess we had trouble starting it, but I don't know.
All right. Somebody have to get hold of us and have this.
What are they using for?
Just, you know, whatever.
Well, we had it quite a few years, but basically all that we used it for is when they had to empty out some of the big stations.
They had a tank on the back.
They had a tank on the back of that. And then take
the tank. Can someone call and come out and find out? Mm-hmm.
Good.
I volunteer you.
I'm going to get on there tomorrow anyway. He's inspecting my car, so I'll stop talking. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Very good.
There you go.
All right. All right. Anything else for old business?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
We'll go on to new business. We've done the resolution for the all hazard mitigation plan. Social media. I've got an article here that I.
Seeing that we're talking about social media, I'll talk about the Facebook.
Okay.
So I went on and I started a new page for us to revise.
Yeah.
And then I did look into what the deal with being an admin, you have to be friends. So Maria said we were admin, but we can't be administrators because we're not friends with her on Facebook.
Right.
So in order for us, for me to have you guys be admin, please send me a friend request. Will you be my friend?
No.
So you can post on.
Aren't we already friends?
I don't know if we are or not. But I need.
I don't understand that.
Well, if you're not my friend, you can't be admin on a page that I put. But if you're my friend, I can make you admin, and you can add.
Yeah, but I thought when we were going to start this, I thought it was going to be legal page for the village.
Steve, is there any way that you can send Marina a letter telling her to take that other one down?
I can send a letter with you. Okay, this is the letter is
but, completely up. But that is the deal. And I can say that I have to plead ignorance because I didn't realize I had to be permitted to be.
Send me your contact information. I'll do a cease and desist and
all that. There's two. There is the Village of Parish website on there that was hers.
Okay.
And then I set one up at night.
Yep.
Saying it's the Village of Parish revised page.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to cause a lot of confusion if hers.
Is still I can agree with that wholeheartedly.
See what we
I
can
will,
do anyway. Mm-hmm.
I will have to send a cease and desist with some nice letterhead.
And tell her that
doesn't have a whole lot of power.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And,
but I'm happy to do so because it looks like it has power.
I don't know what else to do about it, but we do need to have our own page.
Of course.
And if it's a page that supposedly is the village official page, nobody from the official village people can do anything. It's not really.
I was doing a little bit of research actually on that, and I want to see if I can contact Facebook to have them take it down. But without a doubt, I'm going to have to do a cease and desist first. That's always the first step.
Right.
You have to try a couple letters before you do anything official. It was all, if we're interested, we'll start with a letter, and then I'll keep you guys updated as things go on, if I get any responses, and then we can see about strong-arming and getting it down.
Okay. All right.
It would seem that Facebook would take it down if it says it's the official page.
I think so, too. I think that a couple of sworn affidavits of I am the mayor, and
right.
It's not our page. We do not support this. I have no power to change this. I think we've got a case. I don't think it'd be that hard.
We're looking. Supposed to be careful on what we put on our.
We are supposed to be very careful.
I think we should only put on there, specific details, like if we're having, village or town, whatever. Christmas ceremonies.
If they want to see our. What we did.
Right.
They should go to the other.
That's why I said I think we should put on there, a link to the page.
Yeah.
Where, they can click on it and it'll take them to our top page and they can look at all the
village page.
Village page of whatever our meetings and minutes and whatnot.
All right.
And on the village page, we can put a pointer to the Facebook page.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That way, so people can like and
follow. Correct.
Because the one thing that Facebook does do well at is push information out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On Facebook, you see there's activity involving the village, you find it through Facebook. Mm-hmm. Where the village webpage, per se, doesn't go out and notify people that the page has changed.
Right. And I think stuff like that would be great to get.
They really work well together.
Yeah.
Like, set up right.
I think that would work good for, getting like elections out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Street, Christmas lighting and whatever else we have.
So the one we don't want is Parish at the Place?
No.
Well, no, I mean, what's
that's not official.
We just want
that's not official. Okay.
Right. We just want an official page.
That's a town resident starting out.
No, there is a page right now that called Village of Parish. On Facebook.
Yes.
So it's called the
it is called Village of Parish, and it's designated as a governmental entity when you look at it. If you do a search on Village of Parish, you'll find it. And,
I just saw Parish is the place.
This is the Village of Parish.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, and it comes up as a government agency, right?
Yeah.
Which it shouldn't do because it's not run by anybody in this room. That has anything to do with the village.
Village of Parish.
Is that the Parish Greater one?
No.
That's another one?
That was
the
village.
This is the one
right now. Service. Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one we're talking about with, having Steve take
her. Community contact information and the nasty gram will go out.
Is that an active one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought Parish Greater
one
was the active one.
I thought you'd give that to the sewer bill.
But this is the one that we've been trying to get rid of.
Send their contact information. I can give it to you from the sewer bill.
Oh, got it.
Posted at all. I think the last post was April 30th, 2019.
That's what I have.
They don't use it, but if we want one, we need to.
But it does come up when people search for Bill Parish.
There's also Parish is the Place.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
Parish is the Place, I believe, is.
The one I just set up.
It's a town one. I mean, town.
Paul's picture.
That's a town resident one, yeah. That one.
And as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they even have the Village of Paris website on here.
Yeah, there's an argument that we can make if we have to. If the system does not work, that they are purporting themselves to be a government entity when they are not a government entity. So, again, it's going to take a little while. It's going to be emails, it's going to be contacting, it's going to be threats. But look at that problem. The odds of success, I think, are good.
I did do the other one. It's the Village of Paris revised page. And they are election results. I think that's about all I've done with it. Put our picture.
All right, that's not your final request, too.
Pennsylvania.
All right, so what I've given you is nuggets and nibbles that come from the Cornell Rose program and made some copies. They had some good, had a good article of best practices for using social media. I kind of went through it and tried to highlight a picture can say 1,000 words and get your social media post seen regardless of the message. Consider presenting it in a visual thing. When we had all these issues with our rags and grease and stuff, those pictures would have been good posted. So now in the future, whatever posts or pictures we can post, all the better, and sells what we're doing. Now we've got the project at the wastewater plant, the information on that and pictures would be good. Share a post to spread awareness, and damage flushing wipes can do pipes and damage the pipes and pumps. So we've been through all that, so this kind of information would be good out there.
Is that still an issue?
Not what it used to be, yeah. Right. Okay. But we still do have a little bit of issues.
And you're always going to have a little bit of issues.
Yeah. Because you got people that think, this is
it's a liquid, so we're going to pour it down the drain.
Yeah.
Biodegradable.
Right. But people think biodegradable means you can throw it down the toilet. No, that doesn't matter. That's not what it meant.
No,
it
all that says many creative and effective ways public professionals can use social media. Good, interesting article prepared two-way street dolls that we're saying that we're going to get feedback, including complaints of commentary, conflict on social media can be distressing. Institute a written policy to help you be prepared to address these situations. You're in control of social media. Commentary can be moderated by you as a social media page administrator, and this is what we intend to do. Right. Comment policies.
Didn't they a couple of years ago, Paul, have a seminar on that in Watertown? Social media?
Yes, it was part of the local government conference.
Yeah.
I'm guessing some of the material from that might be up on the FUGA website. I can check.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I went to that one. That one I liked. It was good. They were telling you what you could and couldn't do. You know, you had to be careful. Where you was an official, you couldn't. There were some things that you keep to yourself. Mm-hmm. Unlike some
at the table and not on the screen.
Yeah. Right.
So, comment policies on your social media page profile. So there's no confusion about what you will and will not tolerate. So I think that's good information and for us to implement and keep it in mind. So I thought it was a good article worth printing out.
Yes, it was. So,
since that's what
you did something good for a change.
Thanks. you were talking about the Christmas lighting, street decorations.
Yes.
Grid always sends us this information, supplemental information regarding when we're doing it, when they're going up, when they're coming down, and all this other data. So that's been submitted to Grid for this year. It's an annual thing.
So. Okay, so when are we going to put them up?
Saturday of Thanksgiving, isn't it, usually?
Yeah. Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, whatever.
Whenever I get the guys.
Monitoring it.
I know what day she's busy.
Huh?
I know what day she's busy now.
All right, library requests. They contacted us as to what where our stand is on Halloween. They want to do a Halloween drive-through. And we wanted to know if we have a problem with that, if we allow it. And I guess, too, along with that, what do we... Do we have any concerns with trick-or-treating down the street?
I like what other villages and towns are doing. And they're making it earlier in the day from like 3 to 5 or 4 to 6. And I think that's wonderful.
And it should end at 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's dark at 6 o'clock.
Yes, it is dark. And I think with the COVID and how unsafe our streets are, and they are. You know, I walk all the time, and it's, they're dangerous. Yeah. So I think this is such a good idea for all kinds of reasons. So I think that we should make it mandatory that they trick or treat Saturday, mm-hmm. 4 to 6.
Any year, I think they should
be
off the streets.
Well, the
sure.
Problem with that,
you're not going to get people off the streets.
No,
but no, they start
at least
five,
we've taken a stand on it.
But I think that we should make the hours 4 to 6, and that's what I think they're asking too. There isn't it to do the drive through, just really? They're coming, yeah, having the kids stay in the car and just pull up to the driveway.
What driveway?
Anybody's driveway.
Anybody driving with a light on?
Is this for the was this for the library?
No, this is just for the library. Now, what's that right there?
My neighbor across the street. She actually has has a nice little pit there, steel pit. She lights up, and she sits out there with her kids in costume, and a lot of times they're rocking, but. The one guy just drove in, rolled down the window, and the little kid goes like this, and she hated him. But at that time, that wasn't, things are not.
But this year is.
This year is real different.
It is a lot different. Yeah. And I just think of keeping everybody safe. It's just a
minute. Now, is the library doing a drive-in?
Well, that's what they were asking permission for.
Right. Yeah, this is what they're what I'm saying.
For the library themselves to have. Station out there so the kids could just drive up and be handed candy.
Okay, so I'll make a motion.
So
that we
what are they going to do? Pull in the driveway and turn around and?
No, just pull up alongside.
And then it's a hazard for the traffic that's coming by, though, isn't it?
No, because they can be, we can designate.
If they stay on Church Street.
If they stay on Church Street, even if they're on the other one. Mm-hmm. That's yeah, but. We can also get permission from the county sheriff. They have to notify them anyways if we're going to do that.
Well, we're not doing anything.
No, but they are.
Yeah, they've got to notify now.
Well,
they should stay off 69 and keep it on Church Street.
That's kind of hard.
Well, they can come up Church Street and then continue on 69.
Yeah, they could. Yeah.
But all the traffic that's congested should be on Church Street. Take off
1-on-1 onto 69. Does Karen have any goal with the sheriff's department as far as having somebody patrol?
Well, goodness, her husband's up there. Maybe he must have somebody.
Her husband's up there.
I don't know.
Where's the library going to do it? Because their parking lot just got seriously restricted the other day because of their construction.
Well, nobody's going in the parking lot anyways. They're just going to go on the street. So they won't be in the
parking lot. We're talking about the coming of
Church Street.
Yeah.
And they've got a sidewalk in front. They don't even have to be at the parking lot. Just catch them on the sidewalk and send them off. If they organize themselves well enough.
That's what I understood they were asking. Is they were just going to have people
do a car drive around
the car so that no one has any contact.
Yeah. Well, that's probably
Just like the church when they have their... pulled pork dinner, you drive up.
Mm-hmm.
They bring it up to you.
They bring it up to you. You give them their money.
Yeah, but that's in a parking lot, isn't it? You're in a street.
No. I don't know if that's a parking lot or not.
It's a driveway.
It's your driveway.
I think it's the church's driveway.
Yeah.
But this would be the same on Church Street. There's not a lot of through traffic that's going to be conducting anything there. Get on 69, it will be.
But yeah. Well,
they keep it in front of the library on that sidewalk.
That's why
they can go right through.
I mean, that one year they put double in that driveway. They had people going on both sides just to keep them off of 69A.
Well, is the library asking to do it just for the library? Or are they talking wanting to do
just
that
for the library? Just for the library. Okay. The library is.
Yeah, they were wondering if they would, the village, like Fayetteville has said that they are only going to allow the trick or treaters from 4 to 6. COVID and safety reasons.
Well, I think we should have a resolution as to how long we want to allow them to go, endorsed by the village. As you're saying that, people will be out later, but we've endorsed the fact that they should be off the streets and done by 6.
Well, I mean, it's fine, like this year is on a Saturday. On the on a normal day, year where it's on a Monday through Friday, and people are working, they don't get out till home till 5:30, quarter to 6, and you're telling you'll be off by 6, you have 15 minutes to do it. That's not logical.
Nothing is logical.
I just think this year we should think about doing that all because of the COVID. Because we've decided what we're going to do is we're just going to make bags and set them out.
Just grab it.
Yeah, and just sit back and look at them.
That sounds kind of creepy.
I know. Actually, I like to watch the kids in their costumes.
I think the fire hall should be putting on a gathering so that at the fire hall. So why are they on the street?
We are a designated safety zone. So if anybody wants to get their candy checked, I'll stop by the fire station.
We're going to have a party at the station. You got the whole parking lot. Let them go over there and get apple out the cider, street.
Apples. Yeah, no, that ain't going to happen.
Why not? If you open it and you ask the community, I'll put my candy in there rather than coming to my door and walking the street. And I think you get community response.
You know, we could do this. We could do this on a Saturday afternoon. Okay. A small, you know, down there.
We got 10 days to put this together.
Down there at the park. Okay. And, you know, tell people that. We set it up to where we're not really close together, but then have a parade of the kids going around, right there.
There are still a lot of people that, like us old folks, that like to see kids.
Yeah, well, this is one way of seeing the kids.
There's also a map of which houses are giving out candy this year.
Is there?
So, yeah, it's on one of them parish pages.
So. I haven't seen this. See, this is what
did they actually release the map yet? Have they actually released the map?
Someone was supposed to contact. I didn't.
I thought somebody was talking about, but I don't think they'd actually had a map out yet of houses of people.
She was taking names and addresses the last time I saw it. I can put you in a second.
What I miss since the school's left, what I miss is the kids going around to all these buildings in their Halloween costumes.
Amy O'Hare.
Remember the first year they asked us, but the fire department said we're bigger, we can handle them. So, but they started up by the gas station, walked down Main Street, turned up
69A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up 69A, and then went down Union Street.
Mm-hmm. Back to the station for refreshments at the dining hall.
Right, right.
Well, one year they had it at the town park.
Yeah, they did.
Was that the actual Halloween night, or was that a parade?
They had the parade, and then they went to the park, the Merrill Park, and they had little booths set up there. Different vendors that, had little.
Because I know we had a call. I made sure that they called the state police to see, because we needed to close off the road for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and it was no problem.
Yeah.
I think there was a state police in front and a county police in the back.
And UPR 1600 was the parade. Our heavy rescue and then the squad coming home, tail end the squad.
Yeah, I remember that when you did it that way.
We were on the tail end as we were the steering.
Williamstown is doing a trunk and treat where the kids all meet and do their trick-or-treating at the car, the trunk of the car.
What is Linda requesting of us?
Just so that we'll let the library just have the kids drive by, they hand them the candy and they go.
Yeah, I see.
You're going to have more people on feet than
you
have driving up.
Yeah, I'm sure. So is there a problem with that? And is there motion to go with it, just to have it on the record that we have endorsed the ordering on this?
Well, are you going to set a certain time, or just
let them do what they want?
I don't know.
I still think we should set some hours this year.
I think there should be a limit.
How are you going to enforce it, though?
Yeah,
are you going to get the word out in 10 days and enforce it?
Yeah,
we can send an email.
You can't tell people not to come out of their house.
Well, the governor does.
Yeah, but what does he know?
I don't like him anyway.
He makes all these rules, well,
he's
and we
he's
have
not,
to...
He said trick or treat can go on. So.
Well,
that means he's leaving it up to each individual.
We haven't stopped it.
To figure it out.
Just saying, for wise, it shouldn't be off after six.
Usually the legs.
You can put a recommendation out.
Yeah.
I mean, really, on my street last year, all the lights went out at 8 o'clock sharp. Nobody.
Mine did by eight. It usually is pretty much dead by 8, but that's a weekday.
Does the attorney have any?
No, I think I had 7 people, so I don't. So I think we should just move on.
So, in reverse, the motion of just allowing, do we want to play? Caveats and all, or just let the library do as they will.
Well, I think that's the we should, putting it like at 4 or 5 is it's given the permission, the okay for the people to come out earlier if they so desire. How's that?
I mean, the fact that there will be people there, that's really going to determine if the library is going to kind of be deciding the hours. If they leave at 6, looks like it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Are we going to put anything sooner in the paper?
I said you could have spoke up sooner.
I think we should put something in the paper. Maybe
sure
something.
Yeah.
Email
basically,
the
in our page site there, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Recommendations.
Because I would have to get it in by noon tomorrow to Camden. So.
As a recommendation, like we said, we can't endorse it. Or endorse it.
We recommend trick-or-treating on this year be done at this time.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to say, 4 to 6? Or?
Yeah.
I get 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm. All right. Was that a motion? Where did we go with that? It was a recommendation. Okay. Also received from the library, trustees wish to nominate Amy Donatus to a 5-year...
Yeah, don't butcher his name, Peavers.
Sorry. 5-year term as trustee beginning January 1st, 2021. She will replace trustee Nancy Bookheimer, who's retiring from the board at the end of her current term. So,
she's great.
You're biased.
I am.
Very.
She attended on Monday.
What's that?
I said she attended, Mrs. Canadas attended on Monday.
Oh.
It's good need. It's just for everyone because, you know, it hurts people's feelings if you don't. I mean,
just go with Steve and Amy. It's much easier. No question.
That's like my last name.
Exactly. It's just easier.
Yeah. You just whatever you want.
You can toss okay. in there if you want.
Just the one person. I recommend we accept her.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Right.
Now, this is the one thing I can't move.
Right. Yeah, because she's on the board on that. Aren't you lucky?
Tomorrow, they have the fencing up at the library. Tomorrow's their first shovel with all the pictures and hoopla. And so if you want to be in there for all the excitement, show up tomorrow at 8:30.
Hello,
and
the
they
library?
Have progressed with this library project without informing the board, but that has been the sequence of events for the whole project all along, and it continues. So if you're interested, you can be there.
Well, we got a what's it called now?
Right, she's supposed to policy things.
Yeah.
I don't know until the other way.
She's only on the board.
I know.
They don't tell
us. We knew there was going to be a groundbreaking. We wasn't sure when it was going to be.
No.
Is that we were waiting for the construction people.
That makes yeah.
So who's gonna do the first shovel?
I don't know.
Probably your president. Who's your president up there? All right, continuing chips. We've submitted for the work that was done at Edith Kahn Road Drive, and I submitted as I was informed to do. And as it turned out, it was wrong because the highway department got word after the fact that we only have 80% of our winter recovery, 80% of our pave, 80% of our chips. So by doing that, Dan Patel, who does the chips funding, said he would redo my submission according to the bookwork at 80%. Because of COVID, we're only getting allowed 80% on each of those. The word was that you use up all your pave, use up all your winter recovery, and then go into your chips. but apparently they have a different system that they want us to apply. Okay. So he's going to redo my submission, and if it's according to what he's going to do, we should be left with $12,800.
Okay. Now, we did, on that, now that we own part of it, and the county owns the rest, I mean, the town owns the rest of that, right? Town paying their part? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that was divided out.
Well, so I just wanted to make sure.
And ours came to $13,100, and I submitted for that, and hopefully we'll get that 80% knocked off and when we're done with the $12,000. Okay. Something else along that with chips. I can't think now. I remembered it. But we started off with the allotment for this year, $25,000, and we got our percentages. So, okay. And that was, the change was because of COVID. And then they didn't know whether next year we're even going to get winter recovery. So,
well, I know what you're talking about, not.
If they're going to only let us use 80%, that means we're left with 20%. So hopefully you can have that still. They're not going to take that away. But I don't know. Final word hasn't come in yet. So we'll find out in time.
We basically got everything all done now anyways, right?
Yes. And we had next year, Craig said to put some money in the budget for work to be done, ditching done on Edgewood, which has so been a constant.
That would be the drainage line, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, which has okay. been a constant problem, and so now it's time to do it again. Also, the, what did I just say, Edgewood? The trees over on Union. We're supposed to have those out. And I was looking, we're down about 4 or 5 trees. And we were going to do what Craig was going to assist. And he went to Amboy. They weren't able to do it. Went to West Monroe. West Monroe said, wait and see what Grid will do. Maybe Grid will take them out. We haven't heard anything.
No, I know.
I'm not sure where we're at.
Well, I know. They want to Grid hires
Nelson's.
I know it was Nelson was down there the other day. Two guys are down there.
Well, I can tell you right now, Nelson's going to be doing work in our area relatively quick because I got a letter about a tree in front of my house that they want to basically cut down.
Okay.
So that tree is way worse than my tree. So I don't see why. They're not cutting those down unless the homeowner isn't getting back to them and giving them the permission. Because it says in the letter I got from them that they only give you one chance to do it free of charge.
Oh, okay.
So if they accept it, well, I'm gonna. Don't you worry about that. They want to cut my tree down, have a ball. But if they offered to cut the tree down in the past, they won't offer it again and they won't pay for it. So.
Well, I'm sure Mrs. Maurer, because she keeps contacting us because she wants it down.
Is she the owner?
But what I'm saying is if they offered it in, say, 3 or 4 years ago and they declined it, they're not going to do it again. They'll just do what they have to and leave the rest of it. It's not their problem. They offered. That's the way I read the letter.
Well, yeah, when they cut mine down, they didn't ask much for my permission. Of course, I couldn't care less. I wanted them to take it all the way down. But they said they could only take it down to the bottom of the lines.
That's fine with me. They can do that too.
And they did that. Well, no, they asked permission for you to. They're probably taking it down all the way, but because I couldn't get the state to do it, so I got that.
My wife doesn't want it down all the way. She wants to like take a picture, so I leave it so tall.
Yeah. <I'm>
All right. So I don't know where we're at with those, but I know that she's wanting them down, and last I heard, it's Greg was going to be consulted with it.
Well, legally, in our bylaws, it's the homeowner's responsibility.
It's on the line. It's not hers, it's not ours. What do you mean? On the
line of what? She owns, okay. Now,
the village owns roads.
We don't own this. We really don't own the road. Well, actually, you paying for the center of that road, whether you want to or not.
No, I got that.
Okay. All right. So, legally, if it's in the state right away, they can take it.
But she's saying it's on the line of basically of the right of way versus property land. It's like half and half.
Half and half.
It's half on the state or village or whatever right of way and half on the homeowner's property.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been trees, they've been there a long time.
No, wait a minute. No, she's wrong because
okay,
the sidewalk is not our sidewalk. It's her sidewalk.
Right.
And no trees are on the other side of that sidewalk.
Are they?
On this part. Mm-hmm. Now going down Union Street, I'm not sure. They might have been, they might be on the...
But I haven't paid that much attention. I know where the trees are. I just haven't paid attention to like what the sidewalks.
Well, yeah, the sidewalk comes down Church Street and then stops. Mm-hmm. Right there at where Union Street and
mm-hmm. Six. Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Moving on. Other, anything else for new business? So we have a concern with lights at the top of the stairs. We need light bulb replacements. And I don't know, there's nowhere local that you have them. We can't get them here at the hardware store, so.
Why not?
They don't carry them, I guess.
I think they're the fat ones, not the skinny ones. I've got the sample by everyone's desk.
Oh,
I'll just see them. I'm curious what they look like.
I'll stop. Two or four? Two, three?
What? The light bulbs?
Yeah. So for the top of the stairs?
Mm-hmm. So.
The light bulbs.
Regular light bulbs.
Yes. Screw in light bulbs or the long fluorescent?
Yeah, they sell them down there at Iverson.
Not these ones.
Are they special?
In the beginning, Ben took them down there and he said no, and we can't get them. That's just what.
I'll stop up before we leave. I'll pierce real quick.
Yeah, just picked up some LED fluorescent replacements for like $10 on Amazon.
Yeah, a whole bunch of different choices. So
no,
there might be a number on something. Can do some searching. I'll see what I come up with.
And we've got a. Exemption number, so okay. If you're going to be making groups, so get that number from
what?
All right, nothing else for new business? Yes, Kevin's got something to share.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why he's here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
I wonder why.
First, if you know, I ordered some checks about 2 weeks ago for the general fund because I'm almost out.
Right.
They have not come in yet. So there's only 9 checks left. So there was 10 vouchers to be paid in general fund. I pulled my personal, I was putting in for a reimbursement for making a bank run before I posted penalties or something.
Yeah.
So I pulled that voucher. Now I have enough checks to pay your vendors, the people that we can. I'll put mine in next month. So that's why it skipped from 80 to 82.
Okay.
Because right, in the renumbering process when I pulled mine out. So that's why that jumped on that sequence. Didn't have any other amount of checks. They didn't come in. They're supposed to come in tomorrow. So, okay. Good part is the accounting system had a program update, which I got an email from Williamson, and I worked on it with a Friday between, like, because I also do libraries books, so that's totally separate on my
computer.
Right. So both of those were updated at once, at the same time. And the Williamson has added some, at least 3 different areas of new reports. They've added a section where you can calculate interest. I haven't played with it yet, but there's a new calculate interest slot under the reports column. This one I think could be probably helpful at budget time. You can do an annual summary report by month for both revenues and expenditures. That's a new piece of report. And then I can also export ledgers and journals for both open, closed, cash receipts, which is cash going into your savings, and cash disbursement, which is your money coming out of the checking accounts. So I just, well, they've added those things to the report system, reports column. In addition to some minor other things like on the screen, instead of where it used to be black and white, where it said account number, descriptive block, your used to be invoice number, account, or your description, fund code, the actual budgetary line. And then where it repeats the actual English translation of that budget line and then your column. Instead of it being black and white there, they've added a beige-ish colored bar going through there. They just colorized it. So they've upgraded that. And the on the monthly reports, the date time group, which used to be in the left-hand corner, has been shifted to the right-hand corner. So minor little things like that I've noticed. So, but on that, those 3 new reports were added to the system.
And they upped the price on our contract because of it?
No, we budgeted for they told us it was going up 2%. We budgeted for that when we put our budget together for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, as much money as you spent for those checks, you should have hand delivered them.
Well, those are deposits.
Oh, fair.
But I did order 500 checks from, I went through Print Works out in East Syracuse, no, that area, across from the Air Guard station. Actually, by going through them, I got them cheaper than getting them from the bank finder. So,
very good.
So I think they were down like 39.45 cents, somewhere in that range, from Print Works. So I ordered them on the 8th, and they were supposed to come in. She said, "Yeah, you'll have them by tomorrow." I said, "Good, because I'm running out." Fortunately, they didn't make it here, so I adjusted.
Don't the bank give you some?
Now without charging.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My full-time job, this is my part-time job. My full-time job, my work week just got extended a half hour each direction. Half hour earlier, half hour later.
Well, that's good. You don't like that?
No, I have to get up at 4:30 now.
You don't like that in your paycheck?
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah.
All right, any questions?
Nope.
Any other questions? Yeah. Questions? I know for the, I'm not usually here that much because I'm usually at fire company training, but I just be here because I know we had a new trustee coming on the board, so.
Appreciate it.
If you have any questions on how to read stuff and what my reports are, I'm always here at night, maybe after about 4 o'clock.
We keep Kevin on because he knows every bean that gets counted.
Yeah,
so I heard.
Within reason. So that's all I've got. Unless guys have got some specific for me.
Nope,
not today.
Okay, good. Thanks, Kevin. All right, dates November 3rd. Don't forget to get out there and vote and get your neighbors out there to vote and your friends and family. All right,
fire station is where the polling site is, and the county is responsible for the decounting out of, not the fire company.
Well, we knew that.
Okay. Right.
I do realize people think it's at the fire department. The fire department's counting.
What time is it, Kevin? 6 to 9 or 9 to 9?
6 to 9. Official hours, I believe, are 6 to 9, but somebody has to vote. Well, I have to have a state, or I, or one of my representatives from the fire company has to have a station open at 5-ish.
I'm sure you'll have that organized. Yeah. All right, November 9th, quarterly water meeting. Wastewater treatment plant 6 on the 18th, our village board meeting, and 10th is our joint board meeting. The town will be running that meeting. All right, payment bills.
We got the general fund, vouchers 69 through 82, the amount of $8,396.15.
I'm making a motion to pay that.
I second it.
Sewer fund vouchers 47 through 57. The amount of $8,258.19. Motion?
I make a motion.
Second?
What paper?
I'll any word in the name.
Okay, nothing for the sewer debt and for the T&A fund. Vouchers 40 through 51 and the amount of $4,073.57.
I'll make a motion with
that. I second.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor. And yeah, anything else for the good?
I'm making a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, we're out of here. Thank you.
All right. So,
I asked Kevin.